Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 572. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Sharp Class from Nottingham. The song is called Keep the Faith. It's part of a two-song digital single that the band self-released last week, August 27th. I don't usually play digital-only singles, especially when I have a feeling that that one might make it to their next album, but I've listened to the song like six times in the last couple of days, and so I felt compelled to share it. I've got more music for you here. Lots of music today, in fact. Here's a track from Hurry. It's called Slogging Through Summer.
Can you meet me after school?
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Lemonheads from Boston, Mass. The song It's a Shame About Ray. That's from the band's 1992 album of the same name. I remember buying that one the week it came out, but I went looking for it the other day and could not find it. So I stopped by a record store looking for it on vinyl. You're not going to find that at a good price. Rumor is it's going to be re-released on vinyl soon, but in the meantime, I found a 2008 CD released by Rhino that has a ton of demo tracks that are actually really, really good. Normally those collector's edition demo tracks mean nothing. These ones are good. Anyway, happy to play that song. Happy to have that album in my hands again. Before that, we heard from Hurry from Philadelphia, PA. The song Slogging Through Summer. It's on the band's album Fake Ideas that came out June 25th of this year on Lame-O Records. And that's a lovely album. The two of those work very well in concert. I'm going to slow things down a little bit here. Here's a song by Swansea Sound called Swansea Sound.
Station all alone. 5 a.m. There's no one on the roads. Sun's just coming up to light the town. Silver shards on concrete all around.
Well, that one is just delightful, isn't it? That is UVTV from Queens in New York. The song is called Wildflower. It's on the band's album Always Something that came out May 28th of this year on Paper Cup Music. If you like that song and you recognize those influences, you know you're going to love that album. So just go out and plop that money down now. Help that band out and make yourself happy. You deserve it. Before that, we heard from Swansea Sound with the song Swansea Sound. That is a two-song single, cassette single, and mini CD, but not vinyl, due to the craziness that vinyl is right now. Rumor is that's actually going to appear on an album. They've been teasing us with single after single after single, but I think that one's headed for an album. I enjoy the play there on that one. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music for you here. I'm going to speed things up this time around. This is Telethon with Self-Starter AE.
Just like a blackout in the middle of the night.
That's something new there from Turnstile from Baltimore, Maryland. The song is called Blackout. It's on the album Glow On, which came out August 27th on Roadrunner Records. It's an album that everyone is going crazy for. For me, it kind of sounds like that mid-period Shelter that everyone bagged on at the time. I don't know. I enjoy the album, and I enjoy the hardcore, and I enjoy the kind of little elements in it that make it not straightforward hardcore. But I'm not sure I'm as into it as a lot of the reviews I see online. So your mileage may vary on that one. I'm probably totally wrong. You can listen to that online before you want to buy it, because that's the world we live in. Before that, we heard from Telethon from Milwaukee, the song Self-Starter AE. That's from the band's album Swim Out Past the Breakers that came out August 20th. I want to take this to heart. That one is, I don't know, I always never can remember what that band sounds like exactly, and then I get an album and I'm always surprised. It's a little bit of front bottoms, but it's also a lot of Ted Leo, or maybe Thin Lizzy through Ted Leo, and I don't know, there's a lot of things happening there, and there's some power pop elements I like, all sorts of things in there that I like, but nothing that makes me scream, oh my goodness, I'm going to remember this band forever. So anyway, kind of a downer there, wasn't it? Sorry about that. Anyway, let's wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 572. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 29th, we've got Joan Jett and Cheap Trick at the Starlight. The 31st, Waxahachie is at Knuckleheads. On the 3rd, Dan Jones is playing the Velo Garage. Bad Ideas are playing Revolution Records. On the 4th, Max Sabbath is at Knuckleheads. Orla Grand is at Rhino. On the 5th, Dindrums are playing at the Greenhouse. Hardcore shows, folks. On the 9th, LK Ultra at the Replay. The Whiffs are playing at the Replay on the 9th with a great lineup there. And the 10th, Dan Jones at the Ship. 11th, Sun Volt is at Knuckleheads. The 14th, we got Squeeze at the Uptown. 15th, Nan Turner is playing at Mockingbird. 17th, Get Up Kids at Lemonhead Park with somebody else that sounds really good at Lemonade Park. Anyway, that's it for now. Looking at the website, there's, I guess, maybe something new for you. Photos of the Mike McCoy, the Shrivon, and Mad Kings are out there on the website. So dig in that if you like. All right, I see I'm over here already. Let's do this one last track. It's Redder Moon from Kansas City. The song I'm going to play is called Land of the Blind, and it's the title track from a 5-song cassette that the band put out themselves June 13th. The album itself is a little new wave, a little electro, a little Vangelis. Is that a genre? It should be. Anyway, you enjoy this here, and we wrap things up with Redder Moon. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.